dressing up was when you got to, let's see, I guess from about 6 to maybe 9 or 10, if you could get some of your relatives' old clothes and high heels, you dressed up. I don't know if you ever did that or not, but that was one of the forms of entertainment. And we didn't mind. She lived up on Street. We didn't mind dressing up and going through town. We just thought it was the thing. And if you got to go spend the night with somebody, that was quite a thing, just across town. I remember this incident. My folks were rather strict in a way, but we had a preacher that I liked and liked his family, and I guess they sort of petted me. And I must have not have been 5 years old, and I ran away from home, and I went up to their house. And I remember that my punishment was, when I got back, that my mother put me in the cellar. Now, we had what you called a fruit cellar down underneath our old house. It had outside screen windows, but it had a dirt floor, and it was dark. And you know what a dark thing does to small children. And you went out on the porch and then went down through a trap door that you raised up. I was pretty good at bellering, and my father couldn't stand that very much, so I got to come up pretty soon on that. Another incident, when it got spring, you always wanted to walk barefooted. And my mother always was one of those that believed in that, well, you should keep your shoes on and things like that. And I went to school this way, I'd get to the corner, and then take off my shoes. In the wintertime, she always bundled me up. And you always wore long underwear. And then you put on these, they were sort of brownish long hose up over there. When down at the ankles, no matter how you folded it, you could tell you had it on and how you hated it. So when you'd get around the corner, you'd take the safety pin that she had around your coat and roll your stockings down, roll your underwear up. No matter it's freezing cold, it was just a way of defiance, you know, when you were young. And I remember the time that I decided that I was not going to wear long underwear anymore. And it happened at noon. We had a fireplace in the old house on the northern side of the house. And that was the way you heated your house, your living room. Your bedrooms were as cold as everything. And so I came home one day and I said, just wasn't going to wear it anymore. My mom said, well, it was. Well, I put on a fit. My daddy couldn't stand that. He didn't like noise or anything like that. And he said, well, just let her freeze her, like to death. My father wasn't much to say any four-letter word. So that's the way I got from long underwear to short underwear. In my junior year, though my mother was very good about entertainment, she believed in entertainment in the home, my father liked it quiet. He came home at noon and took a nap before he went back to the office or he went to the farm. And if you had a party, my mother was real nice about having those, and she liked to fix up and entertain. And there wasn't much to do. There was another girl that could have parties in her home, and I could have dances in mine. Oh, you wouldn't have over a dozen people. The living room in our old house was a little bit bigger than this, but we'd roll up the rug, and we had hardwood floors, and of course, the next morning, she always had to clean up the panko, you know, from boys' shoes. And I remember my music teacher was one of my mother's very good friends. She was a younger woman that came here from Batesville, and she was just more or less in the family. And she was great about entertaining, and she knew how to.